the important things for everyone to realize are essentially that you still need to wear your mask, you still need to keep your distance, and for heaven's sake, get your shots. Within that framework, the things that will change are the size of outdoor formal gatherings, the size of outdoor personal gatherings, a start of return to people going back into their offices, return to work plans, and outdoor tournaments are allowed. Over the next few days, we'll also be working on some possible relaxation of visitation restrictions for long-term care. I think we're at a stage now where over 90% of all long-term care residents have actually had their second dose for 2 or even 3 weeks. So they're very well protected now. And we'll hopefully have some announcements about that in the next few days.
I think the web says 71.60% vaccinated as of June 13th. Do you have a more updated number?
We're at 73%. The day later, and we're at just over 5% for dose two. We'll probably try and start putting those dose two numbers up now as part of our regular update on the hub. With the pharmacist getting more doses, we may actually just find there's a bit of asymmetry because the pharmacy doses may, the records may take an extra day to get in the system, but we'll put them in as we get them.
Labrador Grenfell announced 10,000 doses to be administered starting, I think, the 21st of June. How close are we to all of Labrador in testing the doses?
Well, they were at 75% with dose one because, if you remember, because of their indigenous population and the fact they had Moderna from the get-go and the fact that a modest number of their indigenous population were actually in St. John's and got it through Eastern Health, they found themselves in the situation of being able to vaccinate a bit faster. I think given the Moderna that we are expecting over this week and next and the extra that was announced, we feel we could be at about 50% of the population of the province with the second dose before the end of July.
We've been hearing about nursing shortages for a long time, but it seems like it's more acute in the last little while. Is it starting to make it impossible to provide some services?
We haven't got to that kind of situation. I think our challenges have been some chronic issues around recruitment, and we've been working with the RNU about strategies to deal with that. There have been some areas of particular challenge, and long-term care, particularly in Eastern Metro, has been an issue, and we have been working with Eastern Health and the RNU around that. Some of it is also the way nurses are working, and those are challenges that we're looking to address through workforce management. Management approaches where we have software that allows dynamic staffing to acuity and also with some changes to try and make sure RNs are not doing non-nursing duties like answering the phone or filing paperwork, those kind of things. So lots of smaller areas of focus, but there really is no magic bullet. Some of it's an issue of distribution as well. From a numbers point of view, physicians and nurses, we actually are blessed in terms of numbers per capita. It's just that it's an access issue for doctors and it's a distribution problem for nurses.
And has it moved beyond the long-term care facility mission?
Well, you will find at this time of the year there's always a bit of a crunch because it's vacation time. Between May and October, traditionally, acute care centres try and run down, certainly on the elective surgical side. And that's in order to allow some cross-covering, some reduction of bed numbers to allow nurses to get their holidays as per the collective agreements. And the degree to which that's had to happen, I think, has been compounded a little bit by COVID and the fact that people have worked so hard for so long. So it's certainly a challenge, but I think management in the RHAs have done their level best to address it. And the RNU has been very cooperative.